your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
No matter the season, severe weather can inconveniently interrupt your life. When outages strike at Blue Ridge Electric, our linemen answer the call at any hour of the day, every day, to restore power as safely and quickly as possible. Download the Blue Ridge Electric mobile app to report outages and to view our real-time service map. Check out our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and X for restoration updates. Blue Ridge Electric, built on service, wired to deliver.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You know, I just heard Ben Milstead thank the whole civilized world and did a great job in doing so. But we also need to recognize Ben Milstead because he can't thank himself, but he should, because honestly, none of this is really possible without him. He's the legs behind the whole thing. He's the heart of the machine. Honestly, he's done more work in this month than any human could possibly do. And I'm sure as for all that we've done this month, I mean, you know, by the time we run a whole month of this and Ben Milstead's running all over the whole state, you know, it needs to end for everybody until next year. So much goes into this in this month. And again, Ben listed all the incredible people behind it. We'll list a few more at the end today. But he deserves special thanks and accommodation because again, without his effort, it wouldn't be possible. And the other part of this is you, because I've said this over and over again, without your effort, none of this would be possible. We are all in this together. The cancer doesn't care about game outcomes. It doesn't care about team colors or creeds or belief or your religion or anything else. We are all in this fight together. And we have seen many people cross over from other fan bases to donate and help this campaign. And, of course, the upstate of South Carolina continues to ring the bell. And I'm going to ask you for one more day. For one more day to save some lives. This is a wrap. This is it. This is the absolute end of the road. All right. It is this day. We're going to have lots of talk, a lot of sports talk today. Okay, we're going to talk Clemson-Duke. I'm going to tell you everything I know about Duke. We're going to have Brad Brownell on at 5:05. We're going to talk basketball. We're going to do all those things. But perhaps more so than any other day, at the close of this campaign, I need you to come as strong as humanly possible. I have one great package that we have auctioned for as much as $10,000 in the past. I'm just going to tell you this. By our count on the auction, we're some $8,500 or so away from $60,000. We can get there today. If this package goes for anywhere near what it normally goes, we can get there. I have two other things as well. So we can get to this number, but, you know, look, as I said, this incredible opportunity to get an inside look at Clemson football is, you know, perhaps the biggest thing we auction every year. And I only have one of them. I have one of these packages. This is to attend a Clemson football spring practice. So you're getting an opportunity that no one else gets. It's for up to four people. You meet and you get a meet and greet with Coach Sweeney. You tour the Allen and Reeves football operations complex. You watch practice. You're there for all of it. It's an incredible opportunity. All right. It's just a unique, special gift that Clemson affords us once a year as a part of this campaign. And so I need somebody out there to come super strong for this. What I would really like is somebody to just take it at the buy it now of $10,000. But I will take an opening bid on it of $2,500. It's not going to sell for that. And I'll buy it for that. That's just an open, but I need somebody to get us going unless you just want to make it yours and end this campaign in the most magical way possible. And someone out there who's listening to me can do that. Or people. Because, again, you can go in with this with your boys, your girls, you can go in with your family, whatever. It's an absolutely incredible opportunity to get inside Clemson football. And not to mention the fact that, let's be honest, we know change is coming. Change is coming. We know it. There is going to be more use of the portal. There's going to be another quarterback here. There is going to be some newness to this experience this year before that we have never seen before. So this is a golden opportunity to have an amazing, amazing experience. And so I need somebody to get us going on it. The first bid has to be a minimum of $2,500 on this package. And like I said, there's only one of these. This is the end. Go ahead.
Daredevil and Sarah, open the $2,500.
Thank you, Daredevil and Sarah. So we're off and running. All right. All right. So the next bid on this. You think? All right. Ramon's saying five. I was thinking 1,000, but I'll do the five. I'll do the five. All right. The next bid has to be $500 increments. All right. So we're at $2,500. The next bid has to be $3,000 or more. The buy it now is $10,000. You know what? You know what I'm going to do, Ramona? Just because that $60,000 figure is out there floating, I'm going to make the buy it now $8,500 if somebody wants it and wants to take us right to that number. I'll make the buy it now $8,500. I did not expect to do that today. All right. But like I said, if you are a true Clemson football fan, you will never, no one's ever getting this opportunity other than here. Okay. There's one of these auctions that Clemson auctions every year, and there's the one that we auction. One year we were fortunate enough to get two, but that doesn't happen every year. We have one of these, just one, and it's going today. It is going today to some lucky Clemson fans. So we're at $2,500. Next bid has to be $500 or more. Let's go, go, go. Somebody take me home. Somebody take us to the $60,000 mark on the auction alone. Somebody take me there at $8,500. I know there's somebody listening right now who can do that, who wants this experience. So let's do that. Let's go. Let's take it. Let's take this thing all the way home on this last day. Let's save as many lives as humanly possible. Again, you people have been incredible because without you, none of this is possible. You know, Ben quoted earlier that we're over 150,000 and, you know, and we can keep doing that. I mean, the last 2 days here, we are over $13,000 on auction items the last 2 days. Ramona, I'm sorry, who was the gentleman who bid on the second Iron Horse Steamers package?
That was Jim.
Jim, that's right. Jim, we thought we raised $4,200 yesterday, but we actually raised more than that because Jim came back in and said that he'll give us another $1,000 for a station sign football, which we are obviously going to accommodate. So the two Iron Horse gift certificates raised $3,000, which is just crazy. But that's, you know, and thanks to those good people and their incredible food. So what all of you have done is just absolutely remarkable, and we have a chance to close this out in incredible style today. So as I tell you all the time, you know, you can't snooze on these things. They're going to go. This is going to go. And I don't know at what price, but I would not snooze on this, and I would get in and I would power bid it. If you want the ultimate Clemson football experience, let's absolutely go. Texter said, "Who's cutting onions in this truck?" Right, right. There are some people who've just tuned in who want to know what the auction item is. Again, this is generally the biggest auction item each year. We only have one of these. It is for four people to attend a Clemson football spring practice, which no one gets to do. All right, you get to attend a full Clemson football spring practice with four people. You get the meet and greet with Coach Sweeney. You tour the Allen N. Reeves football operation complex. You watch practice. You get insider info, insider ability that is just never available. And that's why we don't do many of these. We get basically one a year of these. One a year, it's an incredible opportunity. If you're a true Clemson football fan, you have a bunch of friends that you want to go in with on it, you have family you want to go in with on it, it doesn't matter to me. It's all for the cause, and it's just a great opportunity. I feel a little guilty about the $500 increments, quite honestly, because we got to go. Somebody take me there. I know that there's someone's listening who can, because we do every year. So let's do that. All right. $2,500 is we have that as an open. The next bid has to be $3,000 or more. But what I'm really looking for is somebody to do the buy it now at $8,500 and make it yours and take this whole auction to $60,000. And that is possible today. I know it is. As we close out this auction campaign this year, as we close out the entire Tigers for Tatas campaign today, it all comes to an end today. This is it. This is it. So let's come as strong as humanly possible. By the way, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find this right now, Ramona. Do you have the information on the ladies' clinic? If not, I will get it during the break. But if you have it handy, that would be of great assistance. Because I actually forgot about that yesterday. And quite honestly, that's sort of the reason for the season. It's the reason that we do all of this. Okay. I may have it here. I have it. Okay. I have it. All right. Ladies, this is for you. Four VIP tickets to the 2026 Dabo's All-In Team Ladies Clinic, plus Ladies Gift Bundle, which includes four Tigers for Tatas t-shirts, four Tigers for Tatas bands, Dabo hand-signed Clemson kids book, Tiger earrings, Tiger Stationery, AIF water bottle. So this is available to you as well. Again, four VIP tickets. I need an opening bid on this of $750. $750 opening bid on that, $1,500 to close it. Obviously, ladies, you know the reason why we're doing this. So it doesn't get better than that. Four VIP tickets to the 2026 Dabo's All-In Team Ladies Clinic. The VIP tickets, you know what that includes. You just you get the royal treatment. Ladies gift bundle, four Tigers for Tata's shirt, four Tigers for Tata's bands, Dabo hand sign Clemson kids book, Tiger earrings, Tiger stationery, AIF water bottle. It's all there. $750 to open, $1,500 to close that. Let's go on that. $60,000 in the auctions alone is in sight. We can get there today with your help. We can get there today with your help. So let's go, let's go, let's go on the ultimate. This is it. This is it. It's the final day of this entire campaign. It's everything that it's all been about. And you can take us there today.
Daredevil and Sarah are going to do the buy it now, $1,500 for the ladies' clinic.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Okay, that's gone. Well done. Well done. We can get there now. We can get there now on the ultimate Clemson insider experience. We can get there. All right? We can get there today. In fact, let's just do that. Let's just do that. Take us home. Take us home now. Someone take us the rest of the way. It's there. It's there for us today. All right? We what's happened is we're 19 minutes into the show and we've raised $4,000. That's basically where we are. We're 19 minutes in and we've raised $4,000. Let's go. We need the $2,500 on the Clemson Insider Experience. We need that to go to at least $7,000 today. At least $7,000. But the buy it now, I'm going to keep it $8,500 for now. Let's go on that. Again, it's an amazing, amazing experience that no one else is going to have. Just you and your family or your friends. So let's go on that. All right, Walt Tip Tulu Road Rage, quick break.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
Your fantasy roster is set. The smack talk is heating up, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing the ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sports book for sports fans. Download the app and link your ESPN Bet and ESPN accounts to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
She dropped the phone and burst into tears. The doctor just confirmed her fears. Her husband held it in and held her tight. Cancer don't discriminate or care if you're just 38, with three kids who need you in their lives. He said, I know that you're afraid, and I am too, but you'll never be alone, I promise. You. When you're weak, I'll be strong. When you let go, I'll hold on. And when you need to cry, I swear that I'll be there to dry your eyes. When you feel lost and scared to death,
we will be there for you. Always. Just like Allison was just there for so many people. It is over. We have done it. Allison with the buy it now of $8,500 pushes us over $60,000 on the auction alone. Absolutely incredible. $10,000 raised in the first 28 minutes of the show today. And we are done for the year 2025. What an amazing end with the ultimate experience going to Allison and the ultimate thanks as well. Thank you so much, Allison. You have saved so many lives in that generosity. And thank you to Sarah and Daredevil as well. They got that started. They won the Ladies Day Clinic. So an absolutely incredible end to this campaign. The most phenomenal end we could possibly ever have imagined. $10,000 raised in 28 minutes. That will never be equaled again. And you have taken us to a level that is just unparalleled. You know, Ben Milstead said earlier today, we're now surpassed 150,000. Well, we've now surpassed 160,000. So it's just absolutely, absolutely incredible. And I just, you know, look, my voice is spent. You know, just the whole auctioneering thing is a different level, a different inflection of voice that does not serve me well. But again, listen, we have, Ben thanked so many people, and we have some others to thank that we're going to thank here shortly. But above all else, we need to thank all of you, because it's you who've done it all. We're just the vector. We're just the pathway, but it's you who have done this. It's all you incredible people. And again, today, Daredevil and Sarah and Allison, of course. And we have to thank, you know, all of our wonderful donors, obviously. And we're going to thank them. We're going to go through the list of all the people who donated. I'll try and go through this later, because I thought I had that list right in front of me now. But I'm going to try and list all the people who donated through the auction. Ben and Quark listed many others today. And look, it's a dangerous game, because we're always going to leave somebody out, and it's certainly not our intent. But to all of you amazing people who have contributed in all the different ways you have, whether it's through the Tigers for Tatas line, whether it's through the purchase of merchandising, whether it's from purchasing at the remotes, and obviously whether it's purchasing through the auction, we have reached unparalleled levels in every phase this year, every phase, and it is all thanks to you. And we have ended in the most remarkable way. So absolutely incredible. We're done. There's nothing else left to auction. The cupboard is bare. It is all completely gone. So we will talk sports the rest of the day. Brad Brownell at 5:05 today. We're going to talk football. We're going to get to the contest games, all of that. We'll break all the games down. I'm going to go in depth about Duke and what to look for there. We'll talk a little World Series. Darren and Pickens is on. I don't know if that's what he wants to talk about, but the Toronto Blue Jays, one game away from winning the World Series, is just absolutely incredible. So they might take down the $500 million team. We shall see. Darren and Pickens. Darren, how are you, Darren?
Hey, Walt. Oh, man. You know, I don't know if listening to you talk about all the donors and what accomplishments have been, I was like, well, I might need to hang up and call back another time to follow that up.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
But yeah, I mean, that is a major thing with the world so crazy and so much hate going around. There's still a lot of good people out there who will give and help. So that's a great appreciation for all those people.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Look, I've said this forever. The generosity of the people in the upstate of South Carolina, and this year it's gone beyond the boundaries of South Carolina, but the generosity of the people of the upstate of South Carolina never ceases to amaze me. It's why I call this place home.
That's right. I love the South. People are so good. But I did want to call in. I hadn't been.
Well, I don't know about Georgia, but no, I'm just kidding.
Well,
it's just kidding.
Okay.
It's a joke, Darren.
That's all right. That's all right. Go Gamecocks anyway. But I don't think they're going to do too well tomorrow, actually. I think Ole Miss is going to be probably in the neighborhood of 31 or so to about 17, I guess. I just don't think after that big, huge letdown last week that with that Alabama game, I just it'd be hard to get picked back up to beat Ole Miss.
Yeah, it's funny how, you know, I don't know, Darren. It's hard. It's hard to judge human reaction. Sometimes teams that lose close, tough games rebound the next week, and they play really well. They play angry almost, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they flatline. And I don't know which South Carolina version you'll get. All I know is that South Carolina has had some troubles with Ole Miss.
I mean, I have hope that they'll pull it off, but it's not expected. But and I think the Clemson-Duke game is going to be a really good game, but I think Clemson will pull it out like 23-20 or something. But then I got to go to my Air Force, who's only won like two games this year. They have Army tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Got a talented quarterback. Your offense is talented. The defense has let you down.
Yes. Yeah, they've been scoring some points, but the problem is they just give up too many points, and they lost to Navy by 3, but I'm hoping they're going to beat Army by 3, like, you know, 27-24 or something. But I'll be pulling for them.
Yeah. No, it's a good, hey, look, I pull for all the service academies, Darren. I'm not just a fan of Air Force. I know that's your connection, but look, I root for all the service academies, and I'm personally hoping the Navy gets in the playoff.
It looks like they have the best chance.
Schedule. They have a brutal remaining schedule, and that starts this weekend when they're basically a touchdown underdog at North Texas. So that's what they're going to have to overcome if they somehow navigate. Now, again, that schedule includes Notre Dame. So they're not going to win at Notre Dame. But if they compete with Notre Dame and they win the rest of them, which, again, is a tall task because that conference, the American, is very good. But if they compete with Notre Dame and they somehow win the rest of them, then they're going to the playoffs, because you'd be an idiot not to let Navy in the playoff if they're deserving.
That's right. Come on. Well, we're going to be hoping.
That's right. Let's go.
All right. Hey, well, I just also wanted to thank you. You know, I know you put a lot of effort into the auction and all the effort that you give and the time, and you do a great job at it.
Thank
you,
Darren.
We appreciate you too, man.
Very kind of you, Darren. Thank you. Very kind of
you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, again, it's an amazing team effort is what it is, because, you know, Ramona plays a huge role in this. I mean, she's the side you don't hear and see, but she's keeping track of all of your bids and everything else. And she plays a huge role. You know, all of the other people involved, you know, Amy, Shannon, the people that you don't see. I mean, they play enormous roles, you know, without question. And so they're just, you get to this point and, you know, to be honest, you know, everybody involved in this campaign, by the time it's over, we all need a breath. You know, we all need a little break, but you remember what the people who are actually going through cancer have to go through. And again, I've seen it personally on so many levels, you know, and I remember having to take my father for radiation treatments, and it was a terrible experience. It just was. And I remember, you know, meeting young people there who were facing cancer. I've told this story of the 20-year-old girl who I met at that time, and this was, you know, many years ago, but and she had a neck brace on her neck, and I got to talking to her, and she would go for treatments on the same day my father would, and we would sit and talk, and she had a neck brace because she had bone cancer, and she couldn't hold her head up, and so each time I would go, you know, we would sit and talk, and then one day she wasn't there anymore. For that matter, one day my father wasn't either. You know, so it's a terrible disease, and obviously the focus of this campaign is breast cancer and early detection, and we're making a difference. We're changing the world one step at a time. You know, I said earlier in this campaign, I said, you know, the thing is, the whole world doesn't live in fear. You know, you see ugly incidents like, you know, the stabbing of that Ukrainian girl, where people don't act, and you think, well, how can that be? You know, but, and so many, many of us, I think, go through life and think, you know, man, if I was ever in that situation, I would love to act. I would love to help. I would love to intervene. But fate doesn't offer us that chance very often. We don't encounter the boys drowning in the water. We don't encounter the new accident with a car on fire and the opportunity to try and save someone's life by getting them out of that vehicle. We don't encounter those things. So we have to demonstrate heroism in a different way and where we can. And this is one place we can, and we have. And so it's a wrap. It's a wrap for 2025. It was truly... Go ahead, Ramona.
Allison?
Yes.
Okay, she would like us to know that her cousin Jessica passed away of breast cancer, and she wanted to that be in her name.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Allison.
She was 31.
Oh, I mean, there's, you know, it's funny, Marona, I talk 4 hours a day, I make my living speaking, and yet there are some things that you hear that there's just no magic words. There's no magic words for that. There's just no magic words for a 31-year-old woman losing her life to cancer. There just isn't, you know, and Allison, all... We can all take solace, Allison, and you can personally, in that she's looking down from heaven and she knows what you just did.
And also, she just wanted to add that her husband, Jason, on a lighter note, is a South Carolina fan, but they talked about it and they wanted to do this anyway. So,
you know what?
you know what? They go to the Clemson games too, and they know it'll be a good experience, and they just wanted to donate.
You know what? That's just unbelievable. And thank you to Jason too. I mean, that's just unbelievable. That's exactly what we're talking about. You know, again, cancer doesn't care. Cancer doesn't care whether you root for Clemson or South Carolina. It doesn't care. It afflicts us all. We're all on the same team in this deal. So thank you so much to Allison and Jason. It's a remarkably generous, and you're going to love the experience. And, you know, I'm jealous of it. So, again, thank you. And we're terribly sorry for your loss. It's just, it's unimaginable. It just is. There's not much else to say. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We're going to turn it to sports, and we're going to turn it to Halloween, and we're going to play Halloween music the rest of the day. So that's what's coming. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular cash pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with a dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time, it's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Two stores, one destination. Four Men on Exchange and New Teak Boutique. Whether you're looking for women's clothing and home decor items or men's fashions and gifts, we've got you covered from head to toe. New Teak Boutique is at 122 East Main Street, while Four Men on Exchange is at 102 Exchange Street, just across the street. So no matter who you're shopping for, you'll find it at New Teak Boutique and Four Men on Exchange. So come by to see us Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4. Downtown on Pendleton, at New Teak Boutique, and Four Men on Exchange.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Flicks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Little Warren Zevon, Walter to the Red Rage. We are back. Jeff, that's an incredibly generous offer. and we really appreciate it. But you enjoy that football, and maybe we'll see you next year. We've put a bow on this, and you can still hit the T for T to 53555 just in general today. I don't know when that actually stops officially working. Maybe at 7 o'clock. I really don't know. I forgot to ask that question, but I think you can still do that if you'd still like to contribute in that way. But from an auction standpoint, we're done. We're gonna talk all sports the rest of today, and we have a lot to get to, so we'll do that. But again, incredibly generous of you, Jeff. It's just more of the same, and you were absolutely amazing. I mean, you were one of the big heroes of this whole campaign, and there are so many of you. And you know, to try and name you individually, I just wouldn't be able to. But yeah, just incredible. And so I just thank you all from the bottom of my heart. It's just, you make such an impact. And as I said, you know, I've seen this disease on so many different levels in so many different ways, and I want to see it eradicated from the world. And you know, every day I read more and more positive updates, and all I know is that we just have to keep throwing resources at it. You know, I think Jim Valvano told us that a long time ago, and that's what we have to do. You know, it as of today, the best answer is still early detection. There have been tremendous advancements made in treatment. We have immune therapy now that does not attack good cells. So there are advancements being made every day. I read of more just in the last couple of days, but we just have to keep doing it. We just have to keep doing it. Nymphorosis, favorite Halloween candy. You know, 9-4-0, I sort of like them all. it'd be easier, 9-4-0, for me to tell you what I don't like.
Candy corn.
Yeah, I love candy corn. I'm sorry. I know there's some people out there don't like the candy corn. I know it's pure sugar. I get it. I don't care what it is. I love the candy corn. So you can stuff that. I don't care. I'm not a fan of the Twix. Sorry. I know that some of the people, that's not candy. That's like a cookie. Candy, it's like a Frankenstein thing. I don't do the Twix thing. What else? Isn't there something else that's just like Twix, Ramona? Isn't there another one that's just like Twix? There's Twix and like Twix Light or something. Isn't there something else?
I don't know.
And then of course, I'm not a big fan. Well, this is where you have to make the divide. All right, like the Reese's, I love. All right, but I'm not a big fan of like peanuts and chocolate bars. Peanut, as we all know, the lesser nut. And so I'm not a big fan of Snickers, all right? Snickers. 9-4-0 Three Musketeers. No, I like the Three Musketeers. The Three Musketeers are good. That's a good one. There's no peanuts in that. But I don't like the Snickers with the plain peanuts. Love the Reese's. Love the Reese's. That'd be a contender for the top, too. Reese's. Be contented for the time, but no peanuts, no lesser nut in the candy bars. No. Dexter said, have you tried a peanut Twix? No, it sounds like two things I don't like. I don't like Twix, I don't like peanuts. So I don't know why I'd try a peanut Twix. No, it's a no. I'm passing on that. Taylor said, yeah, well, your regular Syracuse Dexter here and Tigers for Tata's contributor. Thank you so much. After months of trials and tribulations, my cancer blood disorder is back. I realize it's different, but it's all the same. I am terribly sorry to hear that, but I know you're going to win. Yeah, I know you're going to win. And so you hang in, you keep fighting the good fight, and this time you knock it out for good. Let's friggin' go. It is, it, you know, he said, I realize it's different, but it's all the same. It is all the same. It is all the same. It's 100% all the same. So let's go. Let's go on that. Absolutely. Now what's this? It's peanut butter instead of caramel. I didn't even know Twix had caramel in it. Twix has caramel in it? I can't get past the crumbly stuff.
It does. You can't get past
cookies. Yeah, I can't get past the crumbly stuff. Texas says, I'm enjoying New York peppermint patties. No. Hell no. Those aren't near the top of the list. Come on, man. I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. I love the almonds. I don't love the joy part of it. I don't like the joy part. I don't like the coconut part of it. It's just like, it's just too much coconut. Now, the York peppermint patties.
That sounds, I don't like the joy part.
Yeah, I don't like the joy part. I like the almond part. Look, what you have to do is put the full almonds in a chocolate bar. It's just that simple. You know, Hershey's gives us that, but they keep cutting down on the almonds. At least that's how it seems to me. I want more almonds, Hershey, not less almonds. Bigger almonds, Hershey, not less almonds. The New York peppermint patty things, those are, you know, you have to be like in the right frame of mind for those. They, you know, they run those television commercials, don't they, where like it's, you know, ooh, it's like refreshing. It's a York peppermint. It does sort of have that effect. So you have to be.
I love those.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it better in summer than in winter. Agreed? It's not like a winter candy.
You have to have different candies.
No,
based
I just
on
thought
weather?
Of that. I just told you. I just told you what York does in their little advertising campaign. No. What is this? Dexter said, he's repeating what I said. I don't like the joy part. Laugh out loud. Dexter said, how old is this guy to those others? They said Reese's Cups and jelly beans. Yummy. You know, Ramona, you know how that works, Ramona. You know how the jelly beans thing works with me, Ramona, don't you? You know. Don't you know?
No.
Yes, you do.
I do. Well,
yeah.
Why don't you tell
what,
me?
What jelly beans do I like?
You probably like the black ones.
I like the black ones. I like the licorice ones. Right. That's exactly right. I have to pick through all those other ridiculous, stupid flavors to get to the licorice ones. You're 100% right. Yeah, that's right. What is this? Skittle sour mixed with tropical? I don't even know what that is, man. Man, I like chocolate. What's the matter with you people? Chocolate. What is Skittle sour mixed with tropical? I don't even know what that is. I'm sorry, Tex. I'm sorry. He said it changed his life. I don't know. I don't know, Ramona. Is that an adult candy? Texas said black jelly beans equals no joy. That's false. That's a lie. Don't be telling any lies. That's just not true. That's not true. Sean says, put Oreo Thin Mint cookies in the freezer. You will 100% thank me later. Sean's using my own line against me. I would try that. I would try that. Texas said summer candy versus winter candy. Wait, what is this? Walt, who'd hurt you as a child? All these candies you don't like are alarming. No, it's not a big list. I like most candies. But, I mean, I start with, like, things that are chocolate. Like, I like chocolate. That's the start. Chocolate. Chocolate good. Oh, let me give you the ultimate evil. Let me give you the ultimate evil. White chocolate. White chocolate is the ultimate evil. White chocolate is demon seed. That's what that is. White chocolate.
Okay, I missed it. Do you like dark chocolate?
I like chocolate, period.
But not white.
There's no such thing as white chocolate. It tells you right in the name. It's an oxymoron. There's no such thing. It's jumbo shrimp. There's no such thing as white friggin' chocolate.
It's good.
It's awful. It tastes like crap. It's awful. It's disgusting. White chocolate is like the most disgusting thing. It's just this. There's no such thing. White chocolate. What is that? I mean, what on earth is white chocolate? There's no chocolate is chocolate. There's no such thing as white friggin' chocolate, right? No, that's just a big no. Butterfinger, yes. Butterfinger gets a big road rage approval. Yes, Dexter. Oh no, Dexter said Milk Duds gotta go. That's wrong. Milk Duds stay. Milk Duds are on the good list. Milk Duds stay.
You have to eat Milk Duds right when you open them, otherwise they stick together and
they get hard eventually. Like,
yeah,
like
they
too hard.
They don't do good with air.
They become jawbreakers eventually. But yeah, no, Milk Duds. No, Dexter, I'm gonna disagree there. Milk Duds have to stay. Listen, Ramona, this is an expert right here. Texter 952, who also asked about Butterfinger, so you know he's a genius right off. He said 100% right. No cocoa means no chocolate. Right. There's no such animal as white chocolate. It doesn't exist. So stop. No white chocolate. That's out. Tess said, you've never had Hershey's Hugs, have you? That's a candy? No.
Oh, those are like the little kisses. They're made out of white chocolate, and they have, they're
good. No. Okay, no, I don't want that. The Hershey's Kisses, the ones in the little tinfoil things, the little triangles.
I don't know. I just call them kisses.
Yeah, whatever.
Overanalyze those shape are, of
those
the
are
candy.
Fine. Those are good. Those are good. The actual chocolate ones. Yeah, no such thing as white chocolate. Texas said white chocolate was invented by the same people that framed Pete Rose. I don't know about that, but I'll buy that. Texas said, Walt, call me at white chocolate is like calling boneless buffalo wings boneless when they're really just nuggets. Texas said Whoppers for the win. What are Whoppers? I mean, the things at Burger King, I'll buy that. I'll eat those. What are Whoppers, Ramona? What's a Whopper? I'm not sure I know what that is.
They're good.
Good. You don't know what it is, but they're good?
Well, they're good. They're crunchy. I don't know. I can't explain it.
What is it?
Malted balls, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that might be all right.
Yeah, that's good.
Nestle's Crunch Bar, that's fine. That's a good one. And most chocolate, I'm good with. Most chocolate. Now, you know, Mona, those Germans and Swiss people, they really know how to make chocolate. They really know how to make chocolate. Yes. And Texas said Whopper. 940 said Whoppers are like bonbons. Okay, yeah, those things are good. I like those things. Yeah, I'll take those things. Herb says Whoppers are trash. Herb doesn't agree with any Whoppers people. I'm not entirely sure because I'm not really sure what it is. But Herb says Whoppers are trash, Ramona. He's not buying that. But and two texts later, Ramona, I get I love the Whoppers. I got back-to-back texts, Ramona. I got Herb says Whoppers are trash. The next text says I love the Whoppers. I love the Whoppers at Burger King. I'll have one of those right now. All right, quick break. We've solved the candy mystery. No white chocolate. That's the house rule. Chuck a bit first.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise